Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon hold talks in New Delhi. Agreements on defence, education, horticulture, sports and other areas signed. Prime Minister to inaugurate 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Waqf Amendment Bill is in favour of poor Muslims, says Chairman of JPC on Bill Jagdambika Pal. Encounter breaks out between security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. IMD issues red warning for heat wave in three districts of Odisha as temperatures soaring in different parts of the country. And Kabaddi World Cup 2025 to kick off in England this evening. And now the news in detail. India and New Zealand today exchanged five agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture, forestry. Both sides also exchanged authorised economic mutual recognition agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi. The discussions covered various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. Mr. Modi will also host a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said they had detailed discussions on various aspects of the bilateral relations and both sides decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defense and security partnership.
आज हमने अपने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के विभिन्न पहलुओं पर विस्तृत चर्चा की हमने अपनी रक्षा और सुरक्षा साझेदारी को मजबूत और संस्थागत रूप देने का निर्णय लिया है जॉइंट एक्सरसाइज ट्रेनिंग पोर्ट विजिट्स के साथ साथ रक्षा उद्योग जगत में भी आपसी सहयोग के लिए रोड मैप बनाया जाएगा
Mr. Modi said, along with joint exercises, training, port visits, a roadmap will be prepared for mutual cooperation also in the defence industry. The Prime Minister said it has been decided to initiate negotiations on a mutually beneficial free trade agreement between the two countries, which will boost the potential for mutual trade and investment.
दोनों देशों के बीच एक परस्पर लाभकारी फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर नेगोशिएशंस शुरू करने का निर्णय लिया गया है इससे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश के पोटेंशियल को बढ़ावा मिलेगा डेयरी फूड प्रोसेसिंग और फार्मा जैसे क्षेत्रों में आपसी सहयोग और निवेश को प्रोत्साहित किया जाएगा रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी और क्रिटिकल मिनरल क्षेत्रों में आपसी सहयोग को हमने प्राथमिकता दी है
The Prime Minister said India and New Zealand will continue to cooperate against terrorist, separatist and radical elements. He said both sides support a free, open, secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific and believe in the policy of development, not expansionism. In his statement, Mr. Luxon said both sides looking forward to achieve mutually beneficial free trade agreement. He said New Zealand will increase its diplomatic presence in India.
On defence and security, Prime Minister Modi and I discussed the challenging strategic outlook in the Indo-Pacific region, and I reiterated New Zealand's strong commitment to working with India to address shared concerns over our respective interests and contributions to ensure a strong and stable and prosperous region.
Mr. Luxon will call on President Draupadi Murmu today evening at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Earlier today, the Prime Minister of New Zealand paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his Samadhi in Rajghat. Mr. Luxon's visit aims to strengthen the bilateral relationship between both the countries, reaffirming their commitment to deepen ties across all sectors and foster people-to-people connections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The three-day dialogue will be held till Wednesday. More from our correspondent.
The 10th Raisina Dialogue will witness participation of representatives from about 125 countries. The participants include ministers, former heads of state and heads of government, military commanders, captains of industry, technology leaders, academics, journalists, scholars on strategic affairs, experts from leading think tanks and youth. Over 3,500 participants will be joining the dialogue in person, and the proceedings will be viewed by millions across the world on various digital platforms. The Raisina Dialogue is India's premier conference on geopolitics and geoeconomics, committed to addressing the most challenging issues facing the global community. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump today shared Prime Minister Narendra Modi's podcast interview with U.S.-based podcaster and AI researcher Lex Fridman on his Truth Social platform. During the interview, Mr. Modi spoke extensively about his relationship with President Trump, praising his resilience and dedication to America. He emphasized that Trump is far more prepared for the presidency this time than he was in his first term.
जब उन पर गोली चली अब इस चुनाव कैंपेन में, तो मुझे राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप एक ही नजर आए, उस स्टेडियम में मेरा हाथ पकड़ करके चलने वाले ट्रंप, और गोली लगने के बाद भी अमेरिका के लिए ही जिंदगी, ये जो उनका रिफ्लेक्शन था, वे अमेरिका फर्स्ट वाले हैं, मैं भारत फर्स्ट वाला हूँ, तो हमारी जोड़ी बराबर जम जाती है.
Chairman of Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill, Jagdambika Pal, has said the bill is in favour of poor Muslims. On All India Muslim Personal Law Board protest over the Waqf Amendment Bill, Mr. Pal told reporters in New Delhi that there is a conspiracy to create a fake narrative among minority communities against the government. He said the government referred the bill to a joint parliamentary committee to consult with the Muslim organizations and other stakeholders to frame a fair and balanced legislation.
ये केवल सियासी तौर से विरोध हो रहा है. अभी तो एक्ट भी नहीं आया. हमने अपनी रिपोर्ट 428 पेज की दी है. उसके आधार पे सरकार उसको अप्रूव करके एक अमेंडेड बिल आएगा. उस बिल को पास होने के बाद इनको कोई बात कहनी चाहिए. किस सवाल पे आज जंतर मंतर पे ऑल इंडिया मुस्लिम पर्सनल लॉ बोर्ड हो, जमायत उलमा हिंद हो, या ओवैसी की पार्टी AIMM हो, या विपक्ष की पार्टियों को नेताओं को बुलाया जा रहा है. ये केवल सियासी तकरार है. लोगों के मन में गुमराह किया जा रहा है.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that at a time when global geopolitical tensions are rising, the countries are enhancing maritime cooperation and undertaking joint exercises. She said with India acquiring a bigger role at global stage, the officers of Naval Material Management Service and Naval Armament Service would play an important role in supporting the Indian Navy. The President said this while interacting with the officer trainees of Indian Naval Material Management Service and Indian Naval Armament Service at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in Kupwara district this morning. A police spokesperson told Akashwani News that on the basis of specific inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in Krumhura, Jachaldara, Rajwad area, a search operation was launched by a joint team of police and other security force personnel. He added that as the forces reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists fired upon security forces, which was retaliated, triggering an encounter. The Delhi police have arrested 7 Bangladeshi immigrants in a special drive. District Commissioner of Police East District Abhishek Dhania said all of them had come to India through river routes near India-Bangladesh border, and they were residing at various locations in Delhi NCR to evade detection. DCP Dhania said their deportation process has been initiated. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demands for grants under the Ministry of Railways for 2025-26. Varsha Gaikwad of Congress initiated the discussion. She alleged that this year's budget is a failed budget and questioned the government over passengers' amenities in railways and rail accidents in the country. The Congress leader attacked the centre over the recent stampede incident at New Delhi railway station. She also accused the government of conspiring to privatise the Indian railways. On the other hand, Janardhan Singh Sigrival of BJP said the union budget has made an allocation of 2,65,000 crore rupees to strengthen infrastructure and modernization of railways as well as for safety and security of passengers.
रेल के लिए अब तक सबसे ज्यादा बजट 2,65,000 करोड़ रुपए की पूंजी आवंटित किया गया है, जिससे भारतीय रेल के बुनियादी ढांचे के विकास पर बल, स्टेशनों और ट्रेनों में आधुनिकीकरण का फोकस, कनेक्टिविटी बढ़ाने पर जोर, यात्रियों की सुरक्षा और आराम का विशेष ध्यान दिया गया है।
Shatabdi Roy of TMC highlighted the challenges faced by passengers while booking online rail tickets. She also criticized the government over the rail accidents in the country. The discussion is underway. The government has said that over 20,000 cases are pending so far under the Companies Act and Insolvency Bankruptcy Code. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Corporate Affairs Harsh Malhotra said the government has taken several steps to facilitate expeditious disposal of the cases. This includes implementation of e-court and hybrid court projects, regular colloquiums for capacity building of members and filling up of vacancies.
IBC में 40,943 एप्लीकेशंस फाइल हुई, जिसमें से 28,818 एप्लीकेशंस एडमिशन से पहले ही रिजॉल्व हुई हैं। तो ये अपने आप में एक बड़ी अचीवमेंट है। जो ये 28,800 रिजॉल्व हुई हैं, इसमें 1,000,000 करोड़ के करीब अमाउंट रिजॉल्व हो पाया है। ये अपने आप में एक बड़ी अचीवमेंट है।
The opposition parties today staged a walkout from the Rajya Sabha in protest of disallowing discussion on issuance of duplicate voter ID numbers and other issues. As the House met for the day, Deputy Chairman Harivansh disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition party's MPs over various issues. In protest, MPs of Congress, DMK, Trinamool, Congress, RJD, Left, Aam Aadmi Party and others raised slogans demanding discussion on the issuance of duplicate voter ID numbers. Amid din, the Deputy Chairman urged the protesting members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Later, the members of the opposition parties walked out from the House. The Shiv Sena, the NCP and partners in the ruling Mahayuti Alliance have announced one candidate each for the 27 March by-polls to 5 seats in the Maharashtra Legislative Council. The BJP had earlier announced the candidature of Sandeep Joshi, former mayor of Nagpur and a close aide of Fadnavis, along with Sanjay Kenikar, state BJP General Secretary, and former MLA Dada Rao Kheche for 3 seats. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Dr. Debendra Pradhan passed away this morning at the age of 84 in New Delhi. Dr. Pradhan is survived by his son, Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan, and his wife. A life member of Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, Dr. Pradhan joined the BJP in 1980 as a Mandal president and was elected to the Lok Sabha from Devgarh parliamentary constituency in Odisha in 1998 and 1999. Temperatures are soaring in different parts of the country, with India Meteorological Department forecasting gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius in northwest India in next 3 to 4 days. In Odisha, many districts of the state continue to swelter since this morning, with the rising mercury showing no signs of a let-up. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red warning for the heat wave conditions in Jharsuguda, Sambalpur and Kalahandi districts of the state. Heat wave conditions are also being felt in some places over the districts of Sundargarh, Sonpur, Kalahandi, Baud and Bolangir, as the IMD has issued an orange warning for these districts. On to sports, the Kabaddi World Cup 2025 is set to begin in England this evening. The Indian men's team will start their campaign against Italy at Wolverhampton. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. IST. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring a discussion on the birth defects and related issues. Professor of Pediatric Surgery, AIIMS, Delhi, Dr. Prabuddha Goyal, and HOD Pediatrics and Neonatology of Swami Dayanand Hospital, Delhi, Dr. Surendra Singh Bisht, will be present in the studio to answer the queries. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon hold talks in New Delhi. Agreements on defence, education, horticulture, sports and other areas signed. Prime Minister to inaugurate 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Waqf Amendment Bill is in favour of poor Muslims, says Chairman of JPC on Bill, Jagdambika Pal. Encounter breaks out between security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. And Kabaddi World Cup 2025 to kick off in England this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.